News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Bryan School Board decided to change the process of selecting the general contractor who will be in charge of converting the present Stephen F. Austin Middle School building into central administration offices. Bryan ISD's construction manager Jeff Windsor says they were not able to reach a deal after 8 months of negotiations with the contractor who built the new SFA school and renovating the former Civic Auditorium into the district's Performing Arts Center. All this part of the voter-approved bond issue back in November of 2014. Further explanation from Jeff Windsor.
As you're probably aware, the renovations of the original Stephen F. Austin building to our administration building was lumped into the Stephen F. Austin New School and Civic Center to the Performing Arts Center. We completed the design, Ron Bailey, back in November, and we've been working diligently with Balfour Beatty over the past almost 8 months now, trying to get the project to where it would do what we needed to do and get within the budget. We have not been able to do that. Now, we have also, during that time, put the project out for some local contractors to give us a budget on it. And we believe that the renovation that we have and the scope of work that we have right now meets the needs of the district. It's not overpriced, and it ought to be a good number. So what I'm proposing to do is take it from the construction manager at risk, which falls under Balfour Beatty's purview, and put it on the street for a competitive seal proposal. I've already gotten a commitment from a number of local contractors that have already done us a very good job. And with the support of the local subcontractors, I think we'll be there.
After the motion was made and seconded to change the process of selecting who will be the general contractor, comments came from several board members, including Doug Wanenberger and Ruthie Waller.
Can I just say one
Certainly.
Thing? I appreciate the effort that you go to make sure we're taking the best path. It's a dynamic situation, I know, and sometimes you have to step back and reshuffle your Lego pieces and I know you've got a hard job. I appreciate what you're doing.
Well, thank you. And it's a lot with Ron and his troops. They've been troopers coming back and looking at every different thing, the way we can scrub this to make it sure it meets our needs, because we have X amount of people that need to be in that building. It's been a group effort, and I appreciate PBK.
You know, it's amazing to think that we're going to have the huge campus with the PAC Center, the school, the administration, all the parking, football field. I mean, that's going to be like a small community college. I mean, a much bigger campus than most kind of the campuses like that in the middle of town, especially for not being a high school. And it's going to really be a big showplace, I think, once it's finally done. And again, like Doug said, we appreciate all the effort you're making, because that's going to be a big, big, beautiful place once we finally get it all.
Thank you. And
done.
As Dr. Whitbeck said, you know, the last anniversary, I mean, there are people that are working on the job that graduated from that school.
Aww.
You know, that we started digging and found concrete, and Joe with Daly Electric goes, oh, that used to be the drive before they built this building. And so there is just so much history at that building that, you know, that's a huge part. We have to keep that intact.
Yeah.
Another board member contributing to the conversation, David Stansny.
Well, as a person who graduated from there, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Not everybody's going to understand this, and who are hopefully some people going to watch this. So I think it'd be worth a couple of minutes for you to explain what the CMAR, what the CM at risk was, and what we're actually converting to.
Oh, certainly, certainly. Well, construction manager at risk, what you do is you take contractors and you solicit proposals for qualifications, and then they bid on the amount of percentage for their general conditions, which is what they need to build the job, and then for their fee. And then you start, and originally it was intended for fast-paced projects, really messy projects. This was kind of a little bit of both. So because of that procurement method with SFA, we were able to get a lot of the underground utilities done before we had time to get all the plans completed so that we didn't interrupt the workings of the school during the school year. Well, competitive seal proposal, on the other hand, is the architect has a full set of plans, complete permits ready to be in hand, and we put it on for competitive bidding. Now, the difference between competitive seal proposal and low bid is on a low bid, whoever the low bid is, that's who you use. With a competitive seal proposal, we do have an evaluation. That what that does is that ensures we get the best value for the district. It stops, you know, Fred in the pickup truck coming in and bidding a job, $8 million job for the first time, and he's low bid, and then we're stuck with picking up the pieces. So in my experience, a competitive seal proposal has been the best bang for the buck on a, I don't say less complicated, but something without the time constraints that we had with the original SFA. One of the first things that I did when I got here was we proposed, Amy and I did, to make CSP the procurement method for all the other projects. And I think we've been pretty successful.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I appreciate your explanation, because when we went to this originally, mm-hmm. we, of course, were told why this was the best idea, and it sounds like there are good reasons to change, but some people might be asking that question, including me, you know, and mm-hmm. You've explained it, I think, pretty well as to why we started with that and why now it's considered a better idea to go with the because I've always thought that competitive seal proposal sounded like a really good idea, simply because you really want to get the best deal, and it just seemed like the best idea.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And when we go this way, we will have a general contractor, correct, when it's all said
yes,
and done?
Sir.
Is that correct?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Who will be answerable to the district, and we're very fortunate to have you on board to monitor that. That was something for a long time we didn't have. We didn't have somebody is with your qualifications who could monitor that contractor. So that has made everything made us much more comfortable.
Again, the Bryan School Board's vote unanimous to change the process of selecting the general contractor who will be in charge of converting the present Stephen F. Austin Middle School building into central administration offices. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.